Matt Flynn Direct is an independent production and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy! Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as always, we're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. Joe Biden has put in a necessary appropriation request. He's asked for $80 billion over 10 years for the audits of high earners in our society. It's $8 billion a year for 10 years. People say, well, what are you going to do that for? Why are you going to hire a lot more IRS auditors to go after these people? Well, let me give you the history of it. We are losing over $1 trillion a year in taxes by thieves who make a lot of money, and they either don't file, or if they do file, they file crooked returns. This all started, fraud is as old as the human race itself, but this really started under George W. Bush, where he came up with a great idea. You know, he was not a good president. He was not a legitimate president. It all came down to Florida. Turned out that Al Gore had not only won Florida, he'd won the national vote, popular vote, but the court prevented the recounting of the vote in Florida. And they said that George W. Bush had won by about 537 votes out of many millions cast. Recount showed statewide that Gore won. Illegitimate president, invaded Iraq, if you recall, said there were weapons of mass destruction, lied about it because his polls were so bad, it looked like he couldn't get reelected in 2004. One of the other things he did that most people don't focus on is he said, you know, the way I can really help my donors is why don't I just wipe out as many IRS auditors as possible? So in the end, they were auditing a handful of returns and everybody was putting in crooked returns. When I say everybody, that's hyperbole, obviously not everybody, but a lot of people, you know, the people, what fuels our country are middle-class taxpayers. We're all the ones who file our taxes and we do it fair and square. We don't come up with fake deductions. We don't come up with various avoidance strategies. Some of them absolutely fraudulent that result in no economic value. But these people don't sign their own returns. They're all signed by accounting firms. And they all go, oh, well, I don't know. I mean, I just signed the thing. And then they ask the accountant. The accountant goes, well, here's the deal. I thought I'd try this out. I thought I'd try that out. And they get away with it. There are no criminal prosecutions. And if they do go after them for the taxes, it's tied up in years of litigation. It's very, very, very expensive. You may not realize this, but some large investment banks, they station an IRS agent to keep an eye on them there all the time. Goldman Sachs is a perpetual IRS agent sitting there, keeping a sharp eye on them, okay? But the problem is that the people that get the income from some of these investment banking firms are not similarly audited. Well, what Biden is doing, saying, I'm not going to go ahead and do what George W. Bush did. I'm going to put back the auditors. We're going to audit a lot more of these things, and we're going to smash them with penalties. We are going to push down on penalties. And so there's going to be not just penalties, interest, and it can double your tax pretty quickly. Long, long overdue. Long, long overdue. Joe Biden's doing the right thing, adding the auditors back that have been cut by the Republicans about 17, 18 years ago. Go to the lines. Mark of the Sack, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark of the Sack?
Well, this is a really good idea to add more auditors, because that's where, you know, that they did that on a state level as well. I mean, that
right.
You know, that I wasn't a internal the Wisconsin DOR revenue auditor. I did do some auditing on grants when I worked for the DNR as an accountant. But I mean, that accounting, you know, auditing isn't, and accounting itself isn't that big a mystery. You got the guys, you know, they're hiring, you know, hiding all this stuff that in taxes aren't.
Right.
I can't remember doing taxes.
Yes, I mean, it's important. You can't let them. If you're only auditing one return, 100, everybody knows they're not even going to look at my return. And then they're going to go, you know, a guy makes 50 million a year, 500 million a year. It goes, well, you know, it's worth it. I'll worth the chance. Otherwise, we'll have litigation. And you know something? They won't even look at it. And if they do, I can always say, I just signed it. This is a big accounting firm. The big accounting firm will go, yeah, I was trying out a strategy. So, yeah, what else you got on your mind, Mark?
Well, and to add to that, however you do sign the return, whether you're doing it, your accounting firm is doing it or not, you take responsibility for that when you sign that return, and it's a straw argument to put that up.
It usually gets people out of criminal problems. And, you know, in cases where a husband and wife will sign the return, they never prosecute the wife. She always says, well, you know, my husband handed it to me to sign. So, as a practical matter, you're right. It's not a defense, and they are liable civilly. But as another practical matter, the IRS is not going to take somebody before a criminal jury or the U.S. attorney and have the guy go, hey, I just signed it. It's a well-known accounting firm. It's very easy to lose a case like that. So that's the reality here. What Biden is doing is adding lots of auditors, $8 billion a year in salaries and staff support, because they're stealing $1 trillion a year in revenue. In tax revenue,
because they all,
everybody's complaining about COVID and you know, the relief and all this. Republicans, how about collecting all our taxes? You know, I think that would be the thing to do. Thanks for calling in, Mark. I really appreciate it. Okay, in Milwaukee County, we're going to Milwaukee County. Very beneficial action by the Milwaukee County Board. This coming year, they will ban single-use plastics in county facilities and parks. Say it again. Milwaukee County, starting next year, will ban single-use plastics in county-owned parks and facilities. Long overdue. You see plastic water bottles thrown all over the place. Single-use plastics all over. If you want to bring water in or something to drink, you should. Bring it in so it's reusable. You have no idea how plastics are polluting our environment. I remember when I was in the Navy, ships, they still do throw their garbage over the stern. They throw their garbage over the stern. There are large garbage islands. They're enormous in the ocean floating around. Kills wildlife, kills fish. It's just junk. It's garbage. Now, we have recycling bins in Milwaukee County, and I assume they do lots of other places in the state. But recycling requires a recycler, and garbage requires somewhere to put it. For a while, China would take in a lot of garbage as frankly, just a revenue enhancer. They've stopped doing that, by and large. Some states take it, some don't. Wisconsin used to take Illinois' garbage. I do not know the status of that now. I do not like the idea of taking anybody's garbage. But we produce plenty of our own garbage. We're going to need a technology at some point where this garbage can be burned or somehow destroyed and turned into a useful product of some sort, an energy product. But we don't have that now. So Milwaukee is a start. You want a picnic in Milwaukee County parks? You want a picnic? You know, you go to one of the stadiums, you want a tailgate, you want to do this, that, and the other thing? Do not bring single-use plastics. Do not bring single-use plastics. Simple as that. Bring a reusable one. What's the matter with that? You go to nowadays you go to a lot of grocery stores. Some people bring reusable bags. They bring their own bags. So I think it's a very, very beneficial development, and I commend it around the state. Let's just stop. The single use, and then throw them in the gutter, throw them in the trash. A lot of those trash cans they throw them in are not recyclable trash cans. They just end up in the ground somewhere, and they last forever. They absolutely last forever. One strange development, China backs Russia now. It says, their foreign minister said, we back Russia when Putin warned the West about, quote, crossing the red line, end quote. Now, I assume he wasn't doing that as a pun when he said the red line, the red commie line. That isn't what he was doing. But Putin is an international ragamuffin. He, you know, their economy is the size of Italy. They're hurting. They have a lower life expectancy. They only have one product, really, which is energy, oil, gas. And increasingly, yeah, they're pumping some into Europe, but increasingly the world is becoming less dependent on it. And the day's going to come where they're going to have nothing. We put a sanction on them because they hacked into our 2020 election. They hacked into too. They hacked solar wind. They hacked into our government. So for a period of time, starting in June, no U.S. bank is able to buy bonds denominated in rubles. That's a killer. The Russians don't understand. I mean, Putin actually does, but he's not letting on. What the United States can do economically, we don't have to invade them. If a U.S. bank can't do something, no bank can do it. All the corresponding banks in Europe are not going to do it. If Russia can no longer issue bonds against its indebtedness and its deficit spending in rubles, what are they going to do? Issue bonds in what? Dollars? Well, good luck. If they want to accumulate dollars, I mean, it's a very, very serious sanction. The other serious, really serious sanction we could do, which is almost the equivalent of a military attack, is we could say, freeze all Russian bank accounts. No Russian entity, personal, individual, or state can be processed through an American bank, i.e. international banks. Some guy, I told you once, Trump froze the wrong account. There was a guy in Venezuela he didn't like, going to freeze his account, and by mistake, he froze the account of a pizza shop owner in Italy. And the guy's plays checks bounce. That's not funny. But if we did that, we could shut them down economically. We're not going to do that at this point. But Putin shoots his mouth off. He's trying to stay in power. And he goes, well, the West better not cross a red line, whatever that means. And China goes, oh, well, we back Russia, whatever that means. They fought a war in 1969 over an island. They murdered each other. They bayoneted each other. They hate each other. They're a different race, they're a different religion, and everything else. They have nothing in common. They've been enemies forever. And now they're going, oh, well, we back each other. They don't back each other. They'd stab each other in the back in a heartbeat. Russia stabbed the United States. They stabbed all of the world in the back when they allied with Hitler. They were allied with Hitler initially in the Second World War. They're going to divide up Poland. And then the Nazis stabbed them in the back, and then we bailed them out, and they go, oh, well, we were on your side. Keep in mind, the Russian people are great. The Chinese people are great. We like them. We love them. They are our friends and neighbors. Their governments are corrupt, crooked, nasty governments, and we've got to keep them on a very, very short leash. Very short leash. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Chicago morning, another little baby child was born in the ghetto. And his mama cried.